Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Another guy that I've known for a long time that I text every single week because I listen to him every Saturday morning. It's our good friend, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Peter. You're sounding great today, my friend.
Well, thank you. I want to apologize in advance for texting you tomorrow morning about a question someone's going to ask you.
That's fine.
I wanted to have you on today because I haven't touched my yard, and it's finally going to be warm, and I'm going to have to get out there and do something with it. What is the first thing you do? Am I raking my yard? What am I doing?
You haven't touched it yet? It's so surprising to me.
I haven't. No.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, now this is the, you know, this is one of the first big weekends. I mean, it has been, spring has been so delayed in Chicago that, I mean, I think as a retailer, you know, that my wife and I are hardware store retailers, people just have not been focused on going out there and doing the work. And quite honestly, I get it because, you know, the thing is you can do a little bit of prep work, but unless the soil temperature raises, nothing's going to start to grow. So, I mean, people are probably now just starting to see the tulips that maybe they planted last fall are popped up and looking good. And, yeah, you want to get out there and do some raking. If you have a larger lawn, a lot of rental houses and hardware stores will rent these power lawn rakes that you see the landscapers out there doing, which really does a great job.
Okay.
And the core aerator machine. So it's a kind of a 1-2 punch that you can do. And you'll really kind of treat that soil and make a huge difference by doing that. That alone and cleaning up all the sticks and debris that's out there will really make a huge difference. And then from there, it's time to maybe apply some seed. And I'm a big proponent, have been for a few years, and I'm getting on it this year, to really have people use more organic products on their lawn so that you're changing the soil composition.
Yes.
Just adding the nitrogen and the chemicals on the top.
You've always said that to me. What's the, I ask you this every single year because I forget the name and then I go out and buy it. The fertilizer from Milwaukee, the waste.
So there's a bunch, right? There's a whole line by Jonathan Green. Bonnet makes a whole line of natural stuff. There's a company called Healthy Grow. I really like this company. They don't have a ton of distribution, but they're out there. This is really great. They're an egg farm out near Rockford, okay?
So say that again. Your phone cut out. What's the name of it, the fertilizer?
Healthy Grow.
Healthy?
So it's a whole line of Dave Thompson's Healthy Grow.
Okay.
It's all made from chicken poop.
See, I don't know if this is real or not, but...
No.
Okay.
They are egg farmers.
All right.
Near Rockford. So their main business is... they have chickens, and they make all these eggs that they provide to, like, Costco and grocery stores all over the country. And one day, they're like, what are we going to do with all this poop? And so they created this granulized fertilizer.
That is so smart.
That is amazing. It's amazing. So I love the whole, like, okay, we're making the eggs, and the chickens are doing their thing, and then they make this super rich, filled with iron and natural nitrogen inside there for your lawn, for your garden, for your flowers. All natural, Dave Thompson's Healthy Grow. And then another all natural one for your flower beds and stuff is a company called Espoma. And that company's been around like since the 20s. And they make this amazing liquid, organic liquid food that you can mix in with your, when you're filling up a pot of water to go water, like a watering can. And, you know, I always joke that when you put that in the flowers, you can actually hear them stretching.
Really?
Like, oh, that feels good. It's like a good scratch on your back.
What is the fertilizer from Milwaukee's waste? What was that?
So that one is Milorganite. That's another great one.
I've used it.
One of the original ones. Right. So here you can either have, you know, poop from chickens
or
poop from the people that live in Milwaukee.
And remember, it's organic and it works. I've used it. It absolutely works. So I'm.
It's amazing.
So I'm going to rake my yard. Then do I put the fertilizer or the grass seed on, or it doesn't matter? What goes first?
For you, this is your plan this weekend, because I know you want it all spelled out. You're going to rake. You're going to have it looking good. You're going to put the Milorganite all over the lawn.
Okay.
going to make it real simple on you. Then you're going to put down your new seed, and you can either use the Jonathan Green Black Beauty, which is your favorite.
That's great.
Right. There's also this Bonite DuraTurf line that I really like as well. So depending on where you go and where you shop, either one of those, you put that down, and within a couple of weeks, you're going to start to see stuff really greening up. It's going to look great.
Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is the greatest grass seed I've ever used in my life. It grows within 2 weeks. It's unbelievable. It'll grow in It'll grow in the sun. It grows.
The shade stuff is really good. The shade stuff's really good.
And sometimes with this grass seed, it'll grow and then it'll start dying out in July. This stays.
Right. And the other thing, Pete, is what I'm talking about with going organic. The chemical stuff, yes, it does green up your lawn, but it just sits on the surface. And so what happens is, to your point, the grass looks good and then it dies off because the roots don't grow deep into the soil, and so they're not resistant to disease and to effects that can happen from water or sunlight. And when you go more organic and you change the soil composition, then the grass seed goes deeper. You have a stronger plant that is more resistant and will last longer.
I'm obsessed with my lawn. You know that.
I know.
Here is a question.
I'm trying to help you.
I have a big question for you. I have a huge tree in my parkway. Okay. I want to put a planter around it. There's one root that would be blocking the side of the planter, and it's pretty big. Is there a way that I can cut that and the tree still survives, or you just have to avoid it?
Can we notch the planter? You know what I mean? Are you going to do like some kind of timbers around the tree?
We were going to do, just bricks in a circle.
Oh, bricks. All right. Well, then over where that root is, do a couple layers of bricks and leave the one out. If you chop that root, you risk killing the tree.
Okay. So you can't do that.
Right.
All right. I'm glad I asked.
The tree, I would go around the root and limit that's the lifeline to the tree, so you wouldn't want to mess with that.
No, that's probably a bad idea. Okay, that seems easy. Why are the roots coming out of the lawn in some areas? Is it because they don't have enough water? What is it?
No, it can be the style of tree. You know, in Chicago, in the city, you know, a lot of the trees that they plant are they're fast-growing trees. They do a lot of... they used to do a lot of elm trees. They don't any longer.
Okay.
They do a lot of trees that are called London Plane, which are very fast growing. They'll do some oak. And so depending on how they plant it, and remember that, you know, when you plant a tree in a parkway, the surface area that it has to get water, it's not a lot, right?
Right.
It's got the street, the sidewalk, and that little parkway. And so all of a sudden it's pulling itself out of the ground like, kind of get up and out, and so it's inherent just from the area of what's around it, and it's just trying to survive.
Right. You're unbelievable. This is right off the top of your head. Can we recap for a second, because we're getting text messages and people are calling. Can you repeat those? Espona?
Rake the lawn, core aerate the lawn, apply either Milorganite, Dave Thompson's Healthy Grow Fertilizer.
Can you spell Milorganite?
Milorganite, Milorganite.
Milorganite. What was the Espona? That was
Espoma is an all-natural organic fertilizer for plants and gardens. They do also make a lawn and garden product as well. But Espoma is out of, it's a company out of New Jersey, all-natural.
Okay.
Dave Thompson's is out of Rockford, a little bit west of there. And they make the stuff out of chicken poop.
Okay, I'm going to do the Dave Thompson Healthy Grow, because I lived in Rockford for 6 years and I have a soft spot in my heart.
Right?
So I can pick that up at Ace Hardware.
You can.
Which is having a sale this week. Ace is picking up the tax on Weber grills. We had the Weber guy in early in the week.
Not just Weber, any grill over $3.99. So if you want a Traeger smoker or a Weber gas grill. There's more than that, but the Weber's they're picking up the tax all around Chicago. That's a really good deal.
Okay, tomorrow.
And one other plug.
Yep.
It's Misericordia Candy Days going on right now and tomorrow.
I saw him on the corners driving in.
Right. So all that spare change that you have inside your car that's just schlossing around, you don't know what to do. Make sure that you're generous to one of the finest organizations in Chicagoland, Misericordia.
You raised some nice coin last week on the show.
We did a nice job. Yeah, and we're talking about that. On Saturday, we had a virtual candy jar. We had a goal of $5,000. I think we're well over $6,000. And our friends at Townstone are matching it with a $5,000 donation. And we'll talk to them tomorrow after 9 a.m.
Awesome. You know I'll tune in tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 10.
And love you, Peter.
I love you, too. I'll see you, Lou. Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. You can check out everything about Lou on the website at WGNradio.com. All right, Roe and Anna coming up next on 720 WGN.